Just a couple of other quick snippets for you. Still no decision which way they go with Hinesta in lead-up to the Oaks. Hooked is heading for Melbourne to run in the Waterford Crystal Mile on Cox Plate Day. Sempre Libera is in Melbourne. It'll run at Caulfield on Cup Day. She's certainly on target to head towards the Oaks. And the other one was Famous Seamus. They are looking like running at Caulfield on Caulfield Cup Day in the Group 3 Moonga over the 1400. That comes down to the weight that the horse will get. Otherwise, it will be the Manicato at Moonee Valley. So we'll wait and see how it gets played out there. Couple of Victorian jockeys are making Sydney home for the, let's find out whether it's short-term or long-term. First up, Jordan Childs, who I think's on the Hume Highway with his father. Morning to you, Jordan.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Dad driving?
Yep, Dad's driving at the moment.
Okay. Can he hear us or not hear us?
No, he can't hear us.
He can't hear us. All right, so we can talk about him then.
That's it.
How's he going, the old man, Greg?
He's going really good.
Yep.
He's enjoying retirement life, so he's good.
No, fantastic. I got him a gig in Canberra too. Make sure he remind him of that so I can crack get an earner off him.
Righto, will do.
Mate, is this, you're moving, you've been writing work for Gay Waterhouse in Melbourne and this is why you're coming to Sydney?
Yeah, exactly. I've been writing quite a bit of work for Gay down at Flemington on Tuesday and she approached me one morning and said, would I like to come up to Sydney for a little bit over the spring carnival? So while the rides are sort of dying down in town, down in Melbourne, I thought I'd jump the opportunity and here we are.
So how long have you been riding for Gay down there?
Probably about a month, I reckon. Just on a Tuesday morning, going in and doing a few gallops for her.
Yeah. Great experience, Jordan.
Oh, it is. It's, you know, it's a great feel to be able to get this opportunity, especially coming to Sydney and hopefully make the most of it.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the plan? Obviously, you're driving up now. Do you jump straight into it sort of tomorrow or Saturday?
Yep, I meet with Mark Newman this afternoon. Going to go introduce myself and then start tomorrow morning track work.
Straight into it, and there's trials tomorrow too. You never know, you might get a trialer.
That's it.
No, that's good. So at this stage, it's certainly just to get more experience while the senior jockeys are in Melbourne.
Exactly right. And to also ride the opposite way, it should be really good for me.
Have you done much of that?
No, I haven't. Never in the opposite way, so it'll be a good experience.
Yeah, it will be. I know Peter Newcomb, who looks after you down in Victoria, is going to be maintaining that. So for for trainers or participants that would like to use your talents, they can contact Peter. His number is 0417 772 944. So that's 0417 772 944. And as you say, Jordan, while you're there for Gay and you know you want to ride for her, who knows, you might be able to pick up other ones not only in town but provincially.
That's it. I'm there to work and I'm there to try and get rides, so I'm looking forward to the opportunities.
And how do you see it going, Jordan, as in how do you think you are riding at the moment?
I think I'm riding good at the moment. We're just sort of going up there with an open mind and just going to play things out as they come, and hopefully we were able to get lots of rides and get a few winners up.
I know I've had a bit of fun on your dad's side there, but it must be good to have a dad like Greg, having been at the high level, to help you and guide you through.
Yeah, exactly. He's been great. But if I need some help, I've always got someone to ask. And
yep.
He's very good, very experienced man.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate. Well, we look forward to seeing you. You're certainly going to be open for rides from early part of next week. So I've given you numbers. Let's hope we can see you in the saddle.
Thank you.
Good on you, Jordan. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you.
Jordan Childs on the way up from Melbourne to Sydney, meeting with Mark Newnham, not wasting any time later today. And let's hope we can see him riding quite a bit around Sydney and provincial. Another Victorian jockey is joining us, Regan Bayliss. Morning to you, Regan.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. And I was just talking to Jordan. You're another one that's going to make Sydney home over the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that Mr. Moody's, we planned sort of a couple months ago, and just to come here over the spring carnival, whether I'm here for 2 or 3 months, but mostly just to gain the experience and hopefully improve myself as a rider and a person, and I'm really looking forward to it.
We've seen you ride in Sydney a little bit, haven't we?
Yeah, I had 2 rides at Randwick for 2 wins. I rode a double there maybe 2 months back.
Right.
So, and I've also had a ride at Rose Hill, so, yeah.
What was that? Was it the same horse?
Yeah, I won on Kenjawood and one on Nola's Choice.
Kenjawood, yeah, that was the one I can see, I can remember. He's such a great, he's just a teacher, isn't he, the Moody Stable collectively?
Yep, no doubt he is. And as you said, it's well documented that he's a great teacher, and not only to sort of to me in my sort of career, but whether it's his stable hand staff or the foremans or whatever, you can always learn something off Moods, and he's always willing to help you out, and he's done that throughout my career. And yeah, I'm very grateful, and I'm allowed to ride a lot of outside track work as well, just to build relationships up. That's what Mr. Moody wants me to do, and that's what I've been doing. And yeah, it's got off to a good start, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, fantastic. So saying that you started riding track work, I think Tuesday, have you got rides coming up?
Yeah, I've got three rides on Saturday. I've got one for Gary Moore. I've got a horse for Desley Forster that ran in the JJ Atkins, only beaten 2 lengths to press statement. I think it's called Cylinder Beach. And also got one for Anthony Cummings in the Group 3. It's all looking good. I've got a few rides Sunday at Hawkesbury, and I'm also riding next Wednesday. So, I'm looking forward to it.
And your plan, just listing off there, wait and see how it goes, but it could end up being 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, no doubt it could. That's sort of when the sort of spring will finish up. So I'm really going to work hard and just, give it my all. And I'll just see how the 2 or 3 months go. But I'm obviously looking forward to a new challenge. And it should be great.
Fantastic, mate. Who takes your rides, Regan?
What takes my rides is Glenn Courtney. He manages Kerry McAvoy.
Yep.
He does a great job. He also does some Queensland jockeys as well. So for any rides, you can just contact Glenn Courtney.
All right. I'm about to get his number out of my phone because, in fairness, I read out Jordan's details. He's his jockey manager. So let me just get Glenn Courtney's up and I'll pass it on. Glenn's number is 0404... 007140 if you want to book the talents of Regan Bayliss. Mate, enjoy your time in Sydney. Hope it starts with a bang there on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Regan Bayliss joining us there. So a couple of Victorian young boys riding in Sydney over the spring in Jordan Childs and Regan Bayliss. Damien Hayes about to join us just briefly to talk about particularly the angst on Saturday. Nigel Blackiston, we spoke with Nigel a couple of years ago when there were some terrible fires around Kilmore and Lancefield, and you would have seen some vision of a fire at Lancefield this week. I spoke with Nigel this morning and he said, fortunately, we are a fair way from it. It was heading towards them earlier this week, but it's turned away, so he's okay. He's told me that Let's Make a Deal, who's guaranteed a start in the Melbourne Cup, will run at Moonee Valley. The Moonee Valley Cup is there for Let's Make a Deal. Damien Hay, good morning to you at Racing New South Wales.
Morning, Andrew. Great to be with you.
Mate, the angst, how does this race come up this year, race 7 on the weekend?
Yeah, apart from peeping on ratings, Andrew, it's a very even lineup of mares for this Group 3.
Well, it's interesting, peeping going to the mile for the first time.
Yeah, she steps out to the mile, but obviously Ronnie Quinton seems to think she may handle it, but that's the one risk with peeping. It'll be run under set weight plus penalty structure.
Mm-hmm.
Base weight is 54. It's a comparable penalty structure to the Group 2 Golden Pendant run a couple of weeks ago, won by peeping. Now, she receives a 3-kilo penalty to carry 57 top weight. That's a 2-kilo increase on what she carried to victory in the Golden Pendant. She's clearly the highest rated mare off a mark of 102. Berry Delicious is the second highest rated mare off a mark of 95. So 7 rating points lower. They both met in the Golden Pendant. Berry Delicious ran third. There's a 2-kilo turnaround between those mares for just over a 2-length margin. Bagara comes through the Golden Pendant finishing fourth. She also gets that 2-kilo turnaround on the winner.
Mm.
And Berry Delicious and Bagara basically cross the line together. They meet on the same weight terms. Diver Tear, in winning the Group 3 Dark Jewel over the 2-day Scone Carnival, obtains a 2-kilo penalty to carry 56. Her first up effort in the Group 3 Tibby at Newcastle was good. She finished fourth, beaten 1.5 behind She's Clean, and she'll take benefit for that run. Mm. And a couple of the other mares out of the Tibby carrying the base weight are worth mentioning. Sapara had a forgive run in the Tibby. She never got clear running at all in the run home. She's been a tad unlucky in a couple of her runs this time in. And Zazali, her first up run in the Tibby was a beauty. She was back last as they turned for the run in. She really found the line strongly. She may want it further. However, look for her late over this Randwick mile. And a couple from the Chris Walliard. Ballet Suite carries a kilo penalty for that listed win during the Brisbane Winter Carnival. She's third up into the 1,600 metres on Saturday, which will suit. Her two runs this time in have been solid. And don't discard Wine Tails. Her first two runs this preparation were good. She was placed in the Group 3 Toy Show in one of those runs. However, her previous two have been a tad disappointing. But she's got the quality to figure here, Andrew. So it's a competitive group of mares and probably one of the better races on the program.
Yeah, saw James Cummings earlier this week, and he was keen on Zazali the way it finished off. You mentioned she might be looking for further, but she'll be finishing off on that big track come Saturday there. And the Angst, of course, the spring champions, the other one. We've got a good four. Weather's a bit overcast, but there's not meant to be any rain. The only early at this stage is Oriental Lady, as we learned. It's running at Cranbourne tomorrow night. So it's out, race 5, number 1. Big day ahead, the final Group 1 of the spring. Damien, enjoy it out there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk next week.
Damien Hay with Handicapper's Corner from Racing New South Wales. The Hugh Bowman adjourned inquiry continues at Druitt Street. It started at 9 o'clock over his riding style with Winks and Blake Sin. As soon as we get some news from that, we'll certainly bring it to you through the morning, but it's been going for about an hour as we speak. What a tab talk coming up. Mark Bosnage on the A-League. Ray Thomas talks racing. He'll be doing that every Thursday. And then after that, Tony McAvoy, will he answer the phone this morning for Chinwag? Stand by for Tab Talk.